Well, hello, boys and ghouls. Happy Halloween. Yes, it's Halloween. Where'd the time go? Anyways, favorite holiday. I look forward to this all year. And Stella, lovely Stella, has put out a nice little Halloween questionnaire. Bit ago, but still. So I'm going to do Stella's sexy, scary, funny Halloween questionnaire. Hope y'all enjoy. Let's see. What zombie would you fuck from The Walking Dead? And if you haven't seen The Walking Dead, what zombie from your favorite movie or TV show would you fuck? I'm actually not much of a zombie fan. You know, I like the old school stuff, like Night of the Living Dead, things like that. White Zombie, even. Things like that. The Walking Dead is one that I'm actually kind of shocked that I like, because, yeah, modern zombie stuff doesn't really do it for me. I'd say, though, the bag valve mask zombie that was in the sick wing, where they put all the sick people. Yeah, that one. As far as from a movie or a TV show, I would say, and this is from an old-ass horror movie, but it's a really good one, The Girl from White Zombie. Oh my god, I would fuck her, like, for days. Like, yeah. And if you haven't seen White Zombie, it's very good. It's from the 1930s. It's amazing. That's next year. You're at Camp Crystal Lake, and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason fucks you, or kills you! Sorry, wow! We know where my brain is. Before Jason kills you, where did the two of you fuck? Deep. Deep, deep in the woods. Partially, hopefully, hide and delay being killed by Jason, and also, I like fooling around in the woods. It's a lot of fun. Like I love it. It's quite a thrill. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? Fuck no! I don't get where people think Freddy is scary. Freddy's actually not that scary. He's funny as shit, but he is not scary. Like, I'm sorry. I don't find Freddy to be fun, to be scary. I think he's funny as hell. So if he had, like, dildos instead of knives, that would just be even more hilarious. So, yeah. Let's see, you are stuck inside an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, but fear not, someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? The Ghostbusters, the Winchesters, or Buffy Summers? I don't like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't, like, I'm sorry. There is a clear difference between, you know, Vampire Hunter, Vampire Slayer, and Monster Hunter, and Demon Hunter. They are very two different things entirely. And I hate that they call Buffy, like, a Vampire Hunter or Vampire Slayer, and she's actually more of a Monster Hunter. No. So, no. The Winchesters, I'm not sure what that's a reference to. I know that's horrible, especially because I love horror. But I don't know. So, yeah. So I'd go with the Ghostbusters. Although, I know they're not on here, but given the choice, I would say Ed and Lorraine Warren. I would have the Warrens, though. If I had my druthers, I would have the Warrens. Definitely. Let's see. You are invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do you go dressed as? Okay, well, the obvious would be, this character from Olivia Cunning's Sinners on Tour series called Aggie. She's a dominatrix, and she's a fucking badass. I'd go dressed as her, but if I can't go for the obvious of Aggie / Mistress V, then I'll go for, then I would go for, probably I'm gonna sound so horrible for this. I'm gonna piss off so many Whovians probably, but I would go as a slutty TARDIS. I would honestly dress up like the TARDIS, like Idris, but filthy. So yeah, I would go as like a slutty TARDIS. And I'd even go around like Idris does at the end of the episode and be like, "Hello, I'm sexy." I love it. So yeah, then that's actually one of my favorite episodes from Matt Smith's run as the Doctor. I love it. It's just hilarious as shit. Alright. Fuck, marry, kill? Let's see. First off, Pinhead, Candyman, or Pennywise? Who would I fuck, marry, kill? I would kill Candyman. I would marry Pennywise, because then I could always come home to a fucking laugh. I'm sorry, Pennywise doesn't freak me out. He's all funny as shit, I think. But I would have Pinhead on the side as my paramour. I would fuck Pinhead every day, all day, no problems. And considering that he's a Cenobite, and if we all know anything about Cenobites, they strike me as being very kinky bastards, I will fucking take it. I'll take it. Just, I'm yours. So yeah. So yeah, I'd kill Candyman, marry Pennywise, and fuck the shit out of Pinhead 24/7. Alright, and then for the chicks, I'd go, Ghost Girl from The Grudge, Carrie, or the Queen Alien. I'd kill that little girl from The Grudge, because the death rattle freaks me the fuck out. I love Asian horror movies, but, like, with The Grudge, that death rattle, it, oh my god, sends shivers down my spine, and it freaks me out. Let's see here. I would marry the Queen Alien, because who doesn't want to be married to a queen? Come the fuck on. I know that's horrible, but, yeah. And I would fuck Carrie, because I think that's what she needs, really. She doesn't need to go on a murderous rampage or anything. She just needs a good, hard fuck. Twice a day. Three times a day. Every day. And six times on Sundays. So, yeah. Let's see. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you heard of any? What would constitute a Halloween kink? See, here lies the problem. Halloween kink. Tricky. We'll start with vampires first off. Like, this is so horrible, but as soon as I saw the 1990 version of Dracula with Gary Oldman as Dracula, my fucking god. I've always had, like, a thing for, you know, sort of dark, twisted, fucked up shit, So, seeing Dracula and seeing, you know, Gary Oldman as, like, the king of vampires and all this, that sort of exacerbated it. So, I do have a sort of a vampire kink, kinda. I don't know if you'd call it a kink, but maybe more of a fetish? Either way, yeah. But here's the thing, when I say I have a vampire kink, I am not talking about those stupid, pathetic little pieces of shit they call vampires from, like, True Blood and Twilight and all of that shit. No. Those are not real vampires, especially the ones from Twilight, because real vampires don't fucking sparkle. I'm sorry. But no, I would love to, you know, get fucked by, like, Dracula or Carmilla. If none of y'all have read Carmilla, I highly recommend it. It's about a lesbian vampire, and it was written during the 19th century. I think it was actually written in Victorian England, and I don't remember who wrote it, but yeah, Carmilla is really awesome. And considering it's about a lesbian vampire and was written in the 19th century, that is fucking kick-ass. What else? I know I've mentioned this before, but I do have a thing for blood. It's like, I think blood is sexy. Like, I like the color of it. I like the smell, the taste, the texture of it. I like the sight of it. I always have. Blood has never really made me queasy or anything. And to add to that, I sort of have a thing for veins. I like the sight. I like looking at people's veins. Which actually kind of came out of school when I was taking courses for phlebotomy. Because, you know, you have to, you know, find a person's veins. And that sort of developed into a bit of a kink. So, yes. Vampires, blood, veins. Graveyards, coffins. I find death to be kind of sexy. I'm not a necrophiliac, don't worry. I don't mean like that, but like one of my fantasies is to like have a good old fuck fest in a coffin. And another one would be to, you know, fuck the Grim Reaper, because I'm a twisted, morbid, sick little bitch. Wow. yeah. So I don't know if any of those, and fucking in costumes also, because, well, I mean, like, I guess that sort of, you know, falls into role-playing territory, but still. So yeah, I think that's about this. Close as it comes to Halloween kinks. I have to research that now. Let's see. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? A little. I don't think this thing is... I don't think that's actually fully, you know, actualized itself yet. Made itself real. Like obvious to me yet. So I'm working on that. Let's see. It's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Or find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would you do something completely different? Okay, here's what I would do. It's a full moon. I'm a werewolf. I would go find Remus Lupin, drag him away from Nymphadora Tonks, and he and I would just fuck the night away and have crazy, wild, bloody werewolf sex. Oh my god. Because that would just be amazing. That would be so fun and so fucking cool. So, yeah. That or, again, my Whovianism is showing on here, But the third episode from... The third proper episode, not... This isn't counting the Christmas special. But the third episode of David Tennant's first season as the Doctor was called Tooth and Claw. And it was... The Victorian monarchy was being threatened by a group of monks who owned a werewolf. I would find that little boy, I would pull him out of his cage, and again, we would just, you know, go at it all goddamn night. But I would go for Lupin first, like I'd be a werewolf, he'd be a werewolf, just straight to Pound Town. So yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween, sexual or non-sexual? Points if it is sexual. There was one year that my friends and I, we went and wrapped someone's car in toilet paper. And then there was a couple years ago, and I know this doesn't count as like super crazy for Halloween, but it was kind of crazy for me, and it was the first time I tried it. Was my ex talked me into, had sort of convinced me into trying out doggy, which it didn't really do much for me, but So, I'm willing to try again. I'm willing to try it two more times, you know, best two out of three. So, yeah, was wrapping someone's car in toilet paper and trying out doggy. I mean, but again, I'm totally willing to try it again. So, yeah. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives? The jock who gets offed in the first half hour? The badass who takes it, who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act? The scream queen? The male hero lead? Etc. I'd be the killer. I'd be the killer or the monster or whatever. I mean, cause they're the best fucking character in there. I would get to kill people for fuck's sake. That's the whole reason why, is cause I would get to kill people cause I hate people. I hate people so bad, so I would be the killer cause then I would have an excuse to kill people that piss me off. Okay, a warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you've dressed up for as Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you'll become the thing you are dressed, so pick wisely. Let's see. Tricky. I think I'd go for what I'm dressing up for this year. This year I'm dressing up as like a gothy pinup with a little bit of filth thrown in. So, a moderately dirty gothy pinup. Mainly because it would give me even more of an excuse to feel sexy about myself. And also because I could go around and be as filthy as I fucking like and not give a shit. Not like I give a shit as it is, but, to quote Joan Jett, I don't give a damn about my reputation, but, but yeah. So I'd go for gothy, filthy pinup. Oh dear, you've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Kill the demon, and then go outside and watch the world burn as it rains blood. I would go out, throw my arms out, and just stand there in the rain of blood and just cackle like a mad woman. Hey, I told y'all I was a twisted bitch. I mean, y'all asked. I told y'all that I was twisted. Let's see. You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? didn't I just go over this? Okay. I would I would just go on, like, a marathon blood fuckfest. Like, I would just, everybody I see, I would just fuck them and drink their blood. Or I would, like, bite them and just let their blood cover them. Like, but, yeah, I know that's kind of weird, but, yeah, I'd say mass amounts of fucking, mass amounts of blood, and I would finish the night off with a wildly insane, completely unadulterated, no holds barred, no fucks given vampire orgy. So yeah. Or it would just be like a night long orgy full of like fucking and blood and multiple people, and, yeah. So, yeah. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? Aside from, all of them. Well, not necessarily all of them, but, like, a good portion of them. Like, yeah, we'll just go with all of them. Like, I don't fucking care. I think it's fucking hot. I love dressing up in costumes and all this. It's awesome. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? Maybe a little cosplay? Sometime with that riding crop or handcuffs that are just for your costume? In quotes. Some fear play, maybe? Okay, Halloween is like... I have to put this out there. Halloween is my favorite holiday. I believe Halloween is every day and should be every day. I absolutely love Halloween. Like, and not just because of the costume aspect. I like it because, you know... Because, you know, it's dark, it's a little fucked up, it's creepy, it's morbid, it's twisted, it's demented. And, you know, it actually is kind of dirty and kinky and filthy and fucking insane in all of the best ways. So, yeah. Unfortunately, like I said, the kinkiest thing I've ever tried on Halloween was doggy. Like, but then again, I think Halloween is every day, so I don't care. I'll do something kinky any time of the day, any time on Halloween, because Halloween is every day, and it should be, and nobody understands that. No one understands the plight of the creepy little gothic girls. Especially the nerdy goth girls. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween, and what were you? I can tell you the last two times. Last time was actually last year. I dressed up as a sexy-ish gypsy. And my ex dressed up as a pirate. Yeah. So yeah, there was that. And we actually went to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was pretty fun. And went with my best friends also, and they were dressed up as Snooki and Dina from the Jersey Shore. Okay, no one gets it either. I had to Google when they told me they were going to be Snooki and Dina. So, yeah. And then, of course, there's this year. This is later tonight, which I'm about to get ready for. In which I, like I said, am going to be a mildly filthy, gothy pinup. So, yeah. let's see. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would you join in or just watch? I'd do both. Like, I would want to be the little voyeuristic child in the corner, just having a good time watching other people when I needed a break. But past that, I don't even care. I'd be fucking. I'd be joining in and just having a good time. Because it's no fun to just sit and watch half the time, so yeah. Let's see. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips and falls to the ground. Do you risk your life to save them, maybe? Pretend you didn't notice that they fell and just keep running. Your friend may be fine and get back up. Or stop and turn back. Look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand is stretched out to you, pleading for help. You think, fuck this, I never really liked that friend to begin with. Turn and run away as your former friend is overtaken by the horde. Their screams filling the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. I'm not a cruel bitch like that. I know I'm a bitch, but I'm not that kind of a bitch. I would not, you know... And, you know, I'm not Shane from The Walking Dead. Like... I'm not gonna, like, and I know in The Walking Dead he actually shoots Otis and leaves him to the zombies, but I would not do that. Not to a friend, not to a friend I care about, or one that I haven't seen in ages. I don't care. You just don't do that to any kind of friend. It's just not cool. So I would risk my own skin and go back and try to save them. And if we get eaten by zombies, we get eaten by zombies. Or I'd try to save them and then... We would go straight to find Daryl fucking Dixon and Glenn Ray and ask them for protection. Because, yeah. Crossbow. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, crossbows. So, yeah. What are your plans for Halloween this year? I'm going to a Halloween party at the bar my friends and I do karaoke at, actually. So yeah, we're going to a karaoke Halloween party at the bar. And there's to be a costume contest, and the winner gets a bottle of their choice. So, hopefully, that ought to be fun. Now, okay, and then there's some extra questions. Some Halloween GWA-related questions. So, what kind, if any, scary, sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? All of them? Just all of them? Do you enjoy Fear Play audios? I haven't quite gotten into them. I've heard, I've actually only listened to, like, two Fear Play audios. One was by, Kissing Your Clavicle, and it was, like, which one was it? The Invisible Neighbor, where he's, like, raping his neighbor, and he's bitching about mini-wheats. Yeah, I mentioned that one before. And then there was one, there was one Cuddly Bear did, where, and I do kind of like listening to, you know, the M4M audios also, just because I think they're sexy as well. I like the boys who like the boys, who doesn't, but it was, like, gunplay, there was, like, gunplay involved, and he was, like, just fucking crazed in it, and fucking, I love hearing Cuddly Bear when he's fucking out of his mind, pissed off, and crazed. I don't know why, but it seems to suit him, and it's hilarious. Sorry, dude. I know you're trying to come off as crazed, wild-eyed psychopath, but yeah. So, yeah. So I haven't really got very far into Fear Play audios, but I have been working on listening to a few more. Have you, or do you plan on making any scary, sexy recording? I do. It'll be a little bit late, but I thought I might give one a try. So I'm gonna try. What's the scariest, sexiest audio that turned you on? So, I know a while back, No Name did the Carnival series, which I was part of, and I will admit, it was creepy, and it was fucked up, and dark, and twisted, and it appealed to all the right feels with me. So, like, when I actually went and listened to them myself, it was, I couldn't help but, you know, get a little bit, moist. So, yeah. Which GWA contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a Halloween audio, or who do you hope will record one? I don't know. I'm not particularly fussy. I just want to see what people come up with. I don't really care if there's a particular person who comes up with one or not, but yeah. So yeah, I'm not really picky, but I'm curious to take a listen later. So yeah. So that's it. And I will talk to you later. Have a happy Halloween. Bye.